This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to announce later today that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
During a campaign rally Friday night in Newport News, Virginia, President Trump relished the chance to nominate yet another justice to the Supreme Court.
We don't have to do it by the election, but we should be really able. That would be a great victory. Going into the election.
Earlier in the day, Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews.
I'll be announcing the decision tomorrow. It's very exciting. 5 o'clock at the White House, Rose Garden.
The likely shift in the court's makeup from Ginsburg, a liberal icon, to an outspoken conservative would be the sharpest ideological swing since Clarence Thomas replaced Justice Thurgood Marshall nearly 30 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire.
Lebanon's prime minister-designate quit on Saturday after trying for almost a month to line up a nonpartisan cabinet. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Mustafa Adib, former ambassador to Berlin, was picked on August 31st to form a cabinet after President Emmanuel Macron's intervention secured a consensus on naming him in a country where power is shared out between Muslims and Christians. A source close to Macron said the situation that led to Adib's resignation amounted to, quote, collective betrayal by political parties, but said France, the former colonial power, would not abandon Lebanon. Under the French roadmap, the new government would take swift steps to tackle corruption and implement reforms needed to trigger billions of dollars of international aid to fix an economy that's been crushed by a mountain of debt. Lebanon faced a further knock when a huge explosion on August 4th at Beirut port ruined the swathe of the capital.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This